今日读经的经文是记载在《申命记》第八章一至到二十节。我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许的那地。你也要纪念耶和华你的神，在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。这四十年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。你当心里思想，耶和华你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。你要谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他，因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河、有泉、有源，从山谷中流出水来。那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山内可以掘铜。你吃得饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你了。你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全都加增，你就心高气傲，忘记耶和华你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的，引你经过那大而可怕的旷野，那里有火蛇、蝎子、干旱无水之地，也曾为你使水从坚硬的磐石中流出来，又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，是要苦练你、试炼你，叫你终久享福。恐怕你心里说，这货才是我力量、我能力得来的。你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。你若忘记耶和华你的神，随从别神侍奉敬拜，你们必定灭亡，这是我今日警戒你们的。耶和华在你们面前怎样使列国的民灭亡，你们也必照样灭亡，因为你们不听从耶和华你们神的话。经文读毕。
Well, good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
My name is Tommy.
我是Pastor Tommy.
I'm one of the pastors at this church.
我是本教会嘅当中嘅一位嘅牧师。
And it gives me an honor and privilege to open up the Word of God with you.
今日我好开心咧，系有咁嘅机会同大家一齐嚟到睇神嘅话语。
And so let me begin by saying that all of us are forgetful about something.
我想呢，我们都不会否认，就是呢，我们个人呢，有时的记性呢，都不是太好的。
Some of us are bad with names.
有些人呢，记名呢，是很差的。
Some of us may easily forget where we parked our car in the mall.
有些人去商场买东西呢，很容易呢，就忘记了自己的车呢，泊在哪里。
Some of us may forget our spouse's birthday.
有些人，有些人呢，或者会忘记了我们配偶的生日。
Well, or worse, if you're married, I hope you don't forget your wedding anniversary.
最弊嘅咧就係希望嗰啲結咗婚嘅人咧，唔好忘記你嗰、那個結婚嘅周年紀念日。
Well, tomorrow is Remembrance Day.
聽日就係呢個國殤紀念日。
And it should remind us not to forget those who fought in wars and made sacrifices so that we can live in peace and freedom.
呢個日子咧就係提醒我哋唔好忘記嗰啲喺國戰役當中係。捐躯为我哋牺牲嘅人，以致今日咧，我咧可以好和平、好安定嘅、好自由嘅咁样嚟到生活。
However, there's a kind of forgetfulness that is toxic to your soul.
但系仲有一种咧，系一种嘅嗰、那个记性唔好咧，系对我哋嗰个心灵咧有非常之大嘅坏嘅影响噶。
And that is forgetting the Lord.
就系我哋忘记咗神。
Scripture warns us how easy it is to forget God in different circumstances.
聖經嗰度好多時都講俾我哋聽，我哋點樣喺各種嘅情況之下咧，好容易就會忘記咗神。
We may forget God after leaving the church because we have other priorities to do.
我哋神間散會之後，一出咗教會咧，可能已經忘記咗神，因為我哋有其他好多好緊要嘅事要做。
We may forget God when we are too focused on the work we have to do during the week.
又或者我哋平日翻工嘅時候，我哋因為太過專注喺我哋工作上面，我哋都好容易忘記咗神。
We may forget God when circumstances are difficult.
当我们在一些很困难的境况里面，我们或者会忘记了神。
We may forget God when we are too comfortable with life.
当我们生活得很安舒的时候，我们又可能会忘记了神。
We may forget God when we are drawn by the deceitfulness of sin in this world.
还有就是这个破碎了的这个世界里面，很多时候我们会被罪恶所蒙蔽，被罪恶所引诱，以致我们都忘记了神。
And one of the consequences of being fallen and sinful humans in a broken world is that we forget.
很多时候就在这个世代当中，我们很容易呢就是在最终堕落犯罪得罪神，就是因为我们忘记了神。
And the passage that was read in Deuteronomy is an exhortation for God's people to remember.
今天我们所读的申命记第八章呢，就是神向他的子民一个的告诫。
The book of Deuteronomy took place before the Israelites possessed the promised land.
申命记所讲到的就是当以色列民他们未曾进到这个应许之地以前的情况。
It was Moses' last book before he died.
亦都是摩西离开世界之前写的最后一本的书。
And Moses wrote this book in an instruction to remind the Israelites that they must continue in faithful obedience to the Lord when they possess the promised land.
摩西写这本书的目的就是要警戒，要提醒这帮以色列民，就算当他们进入了这个应许之地之后，他们都仍然是要常常地来到纪念神。
And the main idea of this message is that believers are commanded to remember.
这个我们今早所讲的这个主题就是说，基督徒是命令不可忘记。
And one of the commandments that Moses repeatedly gives in Deuteronomy is, you shall remember.
在摩西在申命记里面呢，是一再重复的一个命令，就是说你当纪念。
And if you know the story of the Bible,
如果你对圣经里面所讲的事都有些熟悉的话，
then you would be familiar that the Israelites are constantly forgetful of what God has done for them in the past.
你就会知道呢，原来以色列人呢常常都是忘记了神在过去日子当中是为他们所做的事迹。
The Israelites witnessed God's deliverance from slavery in Egypt by sending plagues.
他们应该经历过在埃及地神怎样降了十个灾，以致他们可以被在这个为奴之地被拯救出来。
They witnessed God's victory over Pharaoh and the Egyptian soldiers at the Red Sea.
他们都亲眼见到神怎样在红海的地方打败了法老王和他的军队。
They witnessed God providing for their daily needs.
他们都亲身的感受到领受到神每日是为他们的供应。
They witnessed God's glory at Mount Sinai.
他们在西乃山见到神的荣耀。
And yet they forgot who God was and they disobeyed him.
但是他们常常就是忘记了神究竟是哪一个，以致他们是不肯遵行神的说话。
And forgetfulness of God is more than just a mind problem.
忘记了神不是只是我们头脑上的一个问题。
Forgetfulness of God is a sin and a heart problem.
忘记了神呢，亦都是一个罪，亦都是我们心灵里面的一个问题。
And because of sin, we are more prone to forget God and His Word, and thus wander away from Him.
因为我们忘记了神呢，很多时候呢，我们就会呢是落在罪的里面，甚至呢是离开了神。
And the opposite of forgetting is remembering.
咁而相对来讲呢， 忘记呢就是纪念，忘记的对立面就是纪念。
However, to remember something we forget, we need daily reminders.
但如果我们要常常的 记住呢，我们很容易忘记呢，忘记的东西呢，我们虽然每日呢都是有一些的提醒给我们。
And the Bible stresses the importance of being reminded of God's work with His people in the past and His commandments for us.
在圣经里面就很强调，就是说我们怎样呢，要纪念神过去在个子民当中是做过什么，还有呢今天我们仍然要继续的来到纪念神。
We are to have the daily discipline to read and study and obey the scriptures.
我们要每天很有规律的这样来到是读经祈祷，以致我们能够记得起神。
And that is where God's work in the past and God's instruction is found.
那在圣经里面，我就可以见到神在过去他的作为，同埋佢喺当中俾我哋一啲嘅教训。
And so in this passage in Deuteronomy 8, there are five truths that believers need to remember.
所以喺今朝呢段生命记经文嘅第八章里面咧，有五点咧系需要我哋信主嘅人咧常常系记住嘅。
In verses 1, 2, and 6, this is the first truth. In verses 1, 2, and 6, believers are told to remember God's commands.
喺第一、第二同埋第六节嗰度咧，我哋信主嘅人常常系被提醒，我哋系要记得神的一些诫命。
And so Moses told the Israelites to remember the way of God.
摩西叫以色列人呢，他们要记得神的道。
And it is another word for commandments.
神的道的另外一个讲法呢，就是神的诫命。
And through Moses, God gave them his commandments ever since they entered, arrived at Mount Sinai, where they received the Ten Commandments and other laws.
我们记得在西乃山的时候，神借着摩西呢，是将他的律法包括十诫都是颁布了给这班的以色列民。
And so, if you're a parent, then you should know that your children will obey you because they would remember the instructions that you have given them.
如果你是为人父母，你就会记知道呢，你的仔女他们会听从你的话的时候呢，就是当他们记住你对他们的吩咐。
And so, how often do we have to constantly repeat the instruction to our children when they do not obey?
但我们知道多少时候呢，我们要常常的一再的来到重复，来到提醒我们的子女，以致他们能够是记得我们的说话，又是遵行我们的说话。
Now, I don't believe Moses was telling the Israelites to remember God's commands as a mental exercise.
我相信摩西这样来到讲这些诫命给以色列人听，不是说要他们是锻炼他们的记忆力。
And what I mean by that is like, oh yeah, just thinking about God, loving God, loving others.
不是就说、哦、你要常常记住你要爱神、啊、你要爱人、啊、这样这些东西。
So because in the Bible, remembering the commandments is quite often interconnected with obeying the commandments and doing it.
因为在圣经里面就是说，当我们记得这些诫命的时候，常常都带来一个跟着的行动，就是我们要遵行这些诫命，还有是行出神所吩咐的东
西。And in verse 6, we remember God's commands by obeying Him and fearing Him.
因此呢，我们是借着我们敬畏神，我们顺从神的说话，以致呢就是表示出我们是真的守住他的诫命。
And so how are you doing this morning in your remembrance to God and to His word?
咁所以今朝想问一问大家，究竟呢你怎样纪念神同埋神俾你嘅一啲嘅吩咐嘅话语呢？
Well, I'm not just talking about serving God in church or going to church on Sundays.
我唔系讲到呢系我哋喺教会里面有啲咩侍奉，或者呢我哋每个主日系都会嚟聚会呢啲咁简单嘅。
I'm not just talking about entering or going to Bible studies.
我又唔系话呢单单讲到我哋或者都会参加呢个查经班。
I'm talking about remembering God and His word by obeying and fearing Him in our daily basis, everyday life.
我系话就系喺我哋每日嘅生活当中，我哋都系遵行神嘅旨意，我哋过一个敬畏神嘅生活，咁样嚟要表示出我哋系遵守佢嘅诫命。
And so, how is that going at work?
咁所以想问下大家，你哋喺工作嘅地方，你嘅表现系点嘅咧？
How is that going at home?
或者你喺家里边，你个表现系点咧？
Well, I don't see any students here, so how's that going at school?
咁或者当中都冇学生，或者我哋可以问啲学生喺学校里边，你嘅表现系点咧
？When your coworkers look at you.
当你嘅同事睇见你嘅时候
，When your spouse and your children or other family members look at you.
当你嘅配偶、当你嘅子女或者家庭里边其他人系见到你嘅时候
，When your brothers and sisters in Christ at OBC look at you.
又或者喺教会当中，你嘅弟兄姊妹见到你嘅时候。
Do they see that you're deeply committed to obeying God?
佢哋会唔会见到你哋真系系啊好深深咁忠于神，系愿意嚟到遵行佢嘅话语呢
？Or do they see you having a worldly mindset or disobeying God's words？
定系佢哋见到你咧，常常都系冇遵行神嗰个旨意，亦都系过一个世俗嘅生活呢
？And so we are instructed to remember God's commands。
我哋神吩咐我哋，我哋要纪念神嘅诫命。
And so the second truth I want to share is in verses 2 to 5, believers are to remember God's works in the past.
第二个我要同大家分享的要点就是在第二到第五节那里讲，基督徒是被命令不可以忘记神在过去的作为。
And so Moses told the Israelites to remember the way that God led them throughout the 40 years in the wilderness.
摩西提醒那班以色列民，他们要记住神怎样在旷野当中四十年是引导他们所走的路。
And if you're not familiar with the book of Numbers, the Israelites were heading towards the promised land from Egypt.
如果大家对民数记不是 太熟悉的话，其实整本书都讲到那班以色列人他们离开了埃及之后怎样向着那个被应许之地、来到前进。
Specifically, they were heading towards the promised land from Mount Sinai.
那或者我们看看从当他们从西乃山向着这个应许之地前进的时候，那个情况是怎样呢？
They were instructed by Moses to go and take possession of the promised land because God promised them and their forefathers Abraham that they would have the land.
那摩西呢就叫班以色列民呢，他们要前去呢是取得这一块被应许之地，因为这个应许之地呢就是神向他们和他们列祖所应许的那个地方。
However, they disobeyed, rebelled, and did not trust in the Lord.
但好可惜咧，佢哋唔肯嚟到信服，佢哋咧系反叛，佢哋都唔信靠神。
And as a consequence, God disciplined them.
因此，我哋见到咧个结果就系神嚟到管教佢哋
，which resulted in wandering for 40 years in the wilderness.
以致佢哋要喺呢个旷野当中咧系游荡咗四漂流咗四十年。
And also, since Moses was the leader of the Israelites.
咁因为当时摩西就系以色列人嘅领袖
，and the rebellious group wanted to displace Moses' leadership that God established instead of their own leader。
咁嗰班有一班系叛逆嘅人咧，佢哋就要咧系另立一个领袖咧嚟到取代呢一位神为佢哋选立嘅摩西。
But that ended in tragedy where God judged and destroyed those rebels。
但我哋见到咧最收尾个下场咧好悲惨嘅，因为神嚟到审判佢哋，亦都系灭尽咗呢一班嘅人。
And you can read all about that in Numbers chapter 16.
如果大家翻去睇民数记第十六章咧，就系讲到呢一件事。
God's purpose of making His people wander in the wilderness was to test them.
神要呢班以色列民喺呢个旷野当中漂流，系要嚟到试验佢哋。
He tested them whether if they would obey Him or not.
佢要试验究竟呢班嘅人愿唔愿意系嚟到服从佢、听从佢。
God tested them by depriving them of normal food so as to humble them.
神怎样来到是试验他们呢，就是给他们没有他们平常所吃的食物，以致呢是他要来到苦练他们。
And to humble them means to make the Israelites become more and more dependent upon God.
苦练他们的意思就是说呢，要他们呢是更加来到依靠神，更多依靠神。
And the Lord tested them by revealing to them their level of commitment to Him.
神这个试验也是让以色列人可以见到究竟他们自己对神的信靠的程度有多少。
When the scripture says God tests, it does not mean that God lacks knowledge.
当这个经文里面讲到神来到试验，不是说神不知道。
It doesn't mean that he lacks knowledge, so he wants to test people to find out for himself.
不是因为神不知道那个情况，以致他要来试验，以致他能够知道个结果是怎样。
No, scripture teaches us that God knows everything about us.
绝对不是这样的，因为圣经讲明呢，神对我们每个人都是无所不知的。
The reason God tested His people was to expose to them and to show them their level of commitment to Him.
神要试验这班的人，就是说要这班以色列人呢，是看清楚他们自己对神的信靠有多少。
And so we are told that, you know, testing was to humble them and to depend on God and not on themselves and not on food.
因此我们见到呢，这个试验呢，就是要苦练他们，以致他们是不会再靠自己，不会再靠他们有的食物，是单单来到依靠神。
In verse 3, God deprived them of food, So that they would know that man does not live by bread alone.
喺第三節嗰度講咧，佢因為神讓佢哋飢餓，以致佢哋知道咧，人活著咧唔係單靠食物。
But man lives by bread alone, by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
你係要靠耶和華口中所出嘅一切話。
You see, if you know that verse, Jesus quoted from it.
如果大家仲記得，就係當耶穌都喺曠野受試探嘅時候，都曾經引用過呢一句嘅説話。
Yeah, so Jesus quoted that verse when he was starving and being tested in the wilderness.
當時咧，耶穌被魔鬼嚟到試探，佢係飢餓嘅喺曠野嘅裏邊。
And although the devil tested him or tempted him with bread, Jesus chose to live in obedience to the word of God.
雖然當時魔鬼用餅嚟到引誘耶穌嚟到試探耶穌，但係耶穌咧卻係要依靠神嘅話語。
And so when we read God's word, we see His work in creation and in history.
所以因為我哋當我哋睇神嘅話語嘅時候咧，我睇到神喺昔日點樣嚟到創造呢個天地，亦都神睇到神喺過去嘅歷史當中嘅一啲嘅作為。
We also see that, you know, God Himself became human.
我哋又見到神佢自己道成肉身成為人。
And His name is Jesus.
佢就係耶穌基督。
We see that Jesus Christ making a way of salvation for sinners.
我哋見到耶穌為罪人係成就咗呢一個嘅救恩。
And also later on, we see God's involvement in the early church.
我哋喺見到咧喺初期教會神係點樣喺當中行佢嘅神蹟奇事。
And I believe God is present with us, working out history in our lives.
我今日相信神都系与我哋每一个人同在，喺我哋嘅生命当中，系嚟到为我哋嚟到我哋嘅一生嚟到工动工。
So that when we look back in our past, we may see God's mighty hands in specific situations in our lives.
因此，当我哋回顾翻我哋过去嘅人生嘅时候，我哋会好清楚见到神大能嘅手喺不同嘅情况当中嚟到帮助我哋。
And I believe, you know, journaling is one of the best ways to remind yourselves of God's works in your past.
我相信其实咧，如果我哋都愿意写低日记，将过去嘅事写低嘅时候，我哋就好容易会提醒我哋自己，究竟神喺我哋过去日嘅人生当中，点样嚟到帮助我哋。
Now I hope that when, as I'm journaling, I hope to pass that on to my children.
当我记低呢啲嘅事情嘅时候，我都希望能够将呢啲嘅记载咧，系传去俾我嘅后代。
So that they will see how God worked in history, in my history.
以致佢哋可以见到神当日当年点样喺我嘅生命当中系为我成就一啲嘅事。
And so we're told to remember God's works in the past.
所以我哋圣经就叫我哋咧系要记得神喺过去日子当中为我哋所作嘅。
The third truth is this: in verses 7 to 10, believers are to remember God's blessings.
第三点就系喺第七到第十节，基督徒未命令不可忘记神所赐嘅福。
And so.God promised the Israelites that He would bring them to the promised land.
咁所以咧，神喺圣经当中咧记载到，神系应许呢班以色列人，佢会照着佢应许带佢哋进呢个应许之地。
It is the land filled with milk and honey.
呢个系牛奶与蜜之地。
And in this land there will be water resources in verse 7.
喺呢度我哋睇第七节见到喺呢块地里边咧系有水源有河流。
In verse 8 there is land resources.
喺第八节讲到咧系地有好多嘅出产。
In verse 9, you know, the land includes like food, iron and fruits and etc. etc.
我哋见到咧呢度所讲嘅地嘅出产系包括咗有水果咧、有食物啦，亦都有各类嘅铜啊、铁啊咁样。
And in verse 10, because of God's blessings given to the Israelites, they're to bless the Lord their God.
咁喺第十節講到，因為神所賜俾以色列民嘅各種嘅福氣，以致以色列民咧就要嚟到稱重耶和華。
They're to bless the Lord their God for the good land that He has given them.
佢哋要稱重耶和華佢哋嘅神，因為神賜咗呢一幅嘅美地俾佢哋。
In other words, to bless the Lord means that the Israelites were to be thankful, to be grateful, and to have gratitude towards the Lord their God.
咁呢度講到嘅稱重神嘅意思就係話咧。呢一班嘅以色列民咧，佢哋怀着一个感恩嘅心，一个感谢嘅心，心里边常常存着一个感激嘅心。
There are really two conditions of receiving God's blessings.
如果我哋要得到神所赐嘅福气咧，其实系有两个条件噶。
One, obedience.
第一就系我哋要信服，我哋要遵行神嘅旨意。
Second is to fear Him.
第二就系我哋要敬畏神。
And we read that in verse 6.
我哋喺第六節就見到嗰度係咁樣講㗎。
We can only experience God's blessings if we obey and fear Him.
只有当我们愿意来到遵行祂的话语，来到敬畏神的时候，我们才能够得着神所赐的福气。
We can't just tell God and expect God to bless us if we are not living in those two conditions.
如果我们在生活上面都没有做到这两点，我们单靠我们的嘴唇来讲呢，都是没办法得到神的福气。
And unfortunately, many people want God's blessing without actually following Jesus.
好可惜，好多人呢，他们单单是想求神所赐的福，但他们又不愿意真正的来到跟从耶稣。
And even loving Jesus and obeying Jesus.
就不要说他们会去爱耶稣啊，或者是遵行耶稣的话语。
Not only would God withhold his blessings from us if we fail to obey and fear him.
只有当神，当我们是来到敬畏神，来到遵行他的旨意的时候，神的旨意的时候，他才能够将他的福气是来到倾倒给我们。
And as God's children, he would discipline us and he would warn us if we continue in the road of disobedience.
如果我们继续的这样来到反叛神，不听神的话语呢，神只是会来到管教我们，也都是会呢是借着各样的事情来到警戒我们。
And so we are told to remember God's blessings.
因此圣经就教导我们，我们必须要纪念神给我们的恩典的福气。
And the fourth point, a fourth truth I want to share with you is in verses 11 to 19, believers are to remember God.
第四点想讲的就是在第11到19节嗰度话到咧，基督徒被命令不可忘记神。
You know, Moses warned the Israelites to be careful after they enter into the promised land.
摩西咧系吩咐呢一班以色列人，当佢哋进入呢一个应许之地嘅时候咧，佢哋必须要谨慎。
He warned them not to forget the Lord their God.
佢咧系告诫佢哋，佢哋千祈唔好忘记佢哋嘅耶和华佢哋嘅神。
And if keeping the commands of God is fulfilled by walking in His ways and fearing Him.
谨守神的诫命就即系话咧，系系呢个系敬畏神，同埋咧系按着神嘅吩咐嚟到行事。
Then forgetting God is expressed by failing to observe all His commands, all His rules and His statutes.
而忘记神就系话咧，佢哋系忘记咗神嘅一切诫命、典章同埋律例。
Now, if you read from verses 11 to 19, you will notice how forgetting God leads to idolatry.
咁如果我哋读完呢个11到19节，我哋就会睇到，当我哋忘记嘅神嘅时候咧，点样系会将我哋带到一个拜偶像嘅一个境况嘅里边。
It begins with forgetting God.
一开始就系话我哋忘记咗神啦。
And when the Israelites forget God, they would forget to give thanks to God for all the blessings that He has given them.
咁当以色列人佢哋忘记神嘅时候咧，佢哋同时都忘记为神所赐俾佢哋各样嘅福气嚟到向神感恩。
God gave them food to eat.
神俾佢哋有食物可以嚟到饱肚。
Houses to live.
俾佢哋有房屋可以居住。
And financial blessings.
亦都有好多系金钱啊财物上面嘅福气。
And when they forget to give thanks to God, they will start to feel prideful and proud of themselves.
当他们忘记了要向神感恩的时候，他们就开始是自己来到是自傲了。
That's what it says in verse 14.
就是好像第14节那里讲。
And when they became prideful, they forget God even more.
当他们是骄傲的时候，他们更多的忘记神。
That's because they think it's because of their own power and the might of their own hands that gave them the wealth.
因为他们觉得是靠着他们自己的能力，他们手的力量，以致他们能够是积聚了这么多的财富。
Now, some of you may think that God has never done anything for you in your life.
有些人或者会觉得神在我的人生当中从来没有为我做过任何事。
You may have this idea that God doesn't help you.
或者你的想法就是神不会来帮我的。
Some of you may think that it was all because of your own strength that you're able to work and earn money.
所以你觉得就是因为全靠你自己的能力，你自己的力量，以致你能够是工作，以致能够是赚取金钱。
And therefore, you think that you should get all the credits and all the glory.
因此你觉得所有这一切都是归功于你自己，应该是靠你自己的能力而得到的。
Yeah, getting all those things, all the glory for being able to gain wealth.
以致你自己是能够得着那个称赞，因为是你自己的缘故，以致你能够是积聚了你所有的财富。
Well, my friends, let me tell you this morning that you are wrong.
但各位朋友，我想今天告诉你，你的这个想法是错的。
Because in verse 18, God's word tells us that it was God who gave the Israelites and us the strength to gain wealth.
因为在十八节那里讲得很清楚，是神给以色列人他们有个能力，有个力量，也是给我们有这个能力，有这个力量，以致我们能够是得到这么多的东
西。It was all because of, you know, God's provision and God's grace that you're able to, you know, gain material blessings.
也是因为神的预备和神的恩典，以致你能够是得到在物质上面各样这么丰富的东西。
God leaves no room for you to boast in your own strength.
所有的东西都是出于神，以致你自己是绝无一个余地，是可以自己来到觉得自己是能够得着那个荣耀。
You know, God gets all the glory.
神得着一切的荣耀。
Forgetting God leads to ingratitude.
当我们忘记神的时候，我们都不会向神来到感恩。
Which leads to pride.
也都是会给我们产生一个骄傲的心。
Which eventually leads to idolatry.
咁最终咧，亦都系会将我哋带到一个拜偶像嘅地步。
Look at it in verse 11.
我哋睇第十一节。
That's what it says. The road to idolatry is very simple.
佢话咧，如果我哋要拜偶像，要行嗰条路系好简单嘅啫。
Just forget God altogether.
就系我哋完全忘记神，就会咁样噶。
Now idolatry is not just, you know, worshiping idols such as, you know, religion or, you know, Buddha or anything.
拜偶像咧，唔系好似表面我哋所睇，或者我哋信其他嘅神啊、佛教啊，或者其他各样嘅宗教
，or even worshipping money and power，
或者咧系去嚟到系敬拜一啲嘅金钱啊，或者系权力啊呢啲嘅嘢。
Those can be idolatry。
嗰啲都能够系成为我哋嘅偶像。
But I think idolatry is ultimately comes back to worshipping yourself。
但系咧，我觉得咧，拜偶像咧，最终亦都会调翻转头咧，其实我哋系。拜我哋自己
，because you know you think that you're your own little god who gave yourself wealth and success。
因为你觉得你自己咧就系嗰个嘅神仙，能够将一切咁丰富嘅资财啊，所有嘅嘢咧福气啊赐过俾自己。
And this pattern is similar to the teachings of the apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1 verses 20 to 23。
喺罗马书一章嘅20-23节咧，保罗都系。讲到这件事的。
I'm going to ask John to read that passage.
罗马书的一章20-23节，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神圣是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能扭坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必扭坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
We can learn that there is a potential danger of, you know, being successful.
我哋应该会知道咧，成功其实咧系喺后边咧系有一个潜在嘅危险嘅。
Now, this may sound very countercultural and even slightly offensive.
咁或者咧，如果咁讲嘅时候咧，有啲人觉得咧，好似系好反传统嘅文化，或者咧系令你听嚟咧系好唔顺耳。
But success may be more tragic than failure。
但其实咧，有时咧系成功咧比失败咧系更加会有一个悲惨嘅下场。
Especially if it causes us to forget God, which results in pride and idolatry。
特别就系当我哋嘅成功咧系让我们呢忘记了神，以致呢我们产生那种的骄傲，以至于是去拜偶像。
Well, this applies not only to economic venues.
这个不是单单讲到譬如在经济的层面。
It doesn't only apply to people who are affluent or rich or people who are thriving in their education.
也都不是说到那些是很有钱的人或者呢是很有学识很有教养的人的身上。
But this could also apply to us, to church and ministry.
其实呢都可以呢是引申到我们的每一个的身上，引申到教会里面，引申到甚至教会里面的事工的上面。
And if you are serving in this church, then I wonder if you, like me, have been tempted to say this to yourself.
如果你在我们教会当中都有侍奉的工作，好像我一样这样，或者呢会不会有时呢你都会是有一种这样的想法呢？
My power and the strength of my hands have produced this church,this ministry, this Bible study group, and this leader for me.
就是说呢，我靠着我的能力和我手的力量，以致呢我们教会有今天这样的光景，以致呢我们教会有今天的事工，以致呢我们或者是有一个很成功的查经班，甚至呢是带领了一个领袖出来。
Well, just letting you know, Jesus said he will build his church.
好似聖經裏面講，主耶穌自己講，佢話佢會建立佢嘅教會。
And if Jesus is building a church, then I don't want to compete with him.
如果耶穌真係要建立教會咧，我都唔會同佢爭嘅。
And so, for you and I, what would it take for us to remember God in our daily basis?
所以對你同埋對我嚟講，好緊要樣嘢就係我哋要每日嘅嚟到紀念我哋嘅神。
You see, instead of forgetting God,
我哋或者係除咗我哋忘記神之外，仲有咩好做呢？
Instead of forgetting to read your Bible and pray,
除了忘记了是每日读经祈祷之外,
we should be more prone to forgetting sin and idolatry and pride.
我们应该要做的呢其实就是将犯罪啊或者是拜偶像啊我们的骄傲啊这些东西都从我们的脑海当中呢是来到清除。
And we should be more prone to, you know, continuously remember God and obey Him.
我们应该要做的就是呢我们是恒久的每日的来到纪念神。每日嘅遵行佢嘅话语。
The last point I want to make is in verses 19 to 20, believers are to remember God's warning.
最后一点就系第十九同埋第二十节嗰度讲到咧，基督徒被命令不可忘记神嘅警告。
What would Israel's consequence be for failing to obey the voice of the Lord their God?
如果以色列人佢哋系唔愿意嚟听从神嘅声音、神嘅教训，咁佢哋会有啲咩嘅下场咧
？Well, Moses warned them that you shall surely perish.
咁摩西已经警告佢就话你哋系会必定灭亡噶。
What exactly does it mean?
咁究竟呢个系咩意思呢
？Well, it means exactly what the text tells us.
就系真系好似呢啲字句呢啲嘅字眼里边所讲嘅意思。
You see, earlier in the book, Moses talked about this in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 25 to 27.
在申命记的第四章二十五到二十七节呢摩西曾经这样讲过的。你们在那地住久了生子生孙就雕刻偶像仿佛什么形象败坏自己行耶和华你神眼中看为恶的事惹他发怒。我今日呼天唤地向你们作见证你们必在过约旦河得为业的地上速速灭尽。你们不能在那地上长久必进行除灭耶和华必使你们分散在万民中在他所领你们到的万国里你们剩下的人数稀少
You see, if you read through the Old Testament then you would know that the Israelites lived in rebellion and sin against the Lord in the Promised Land
如果我们看旧约圣经我们就会见到当以色列民入到这个应许之地的时候他们继续是常常的反叛神继续的常常是不愿意遵行神的吩咐。
You see, the Israelites who were supposed to be a holy nation.
这班的以色列民其实应该是神一班圣洁的子民。
They became like the pagan nation that they destroyed.
但是他们竟然是过一个是跟那些外邦人一样这样的生活。这班外邦人就是他们从迦南地赶出去的那些外邦人。
And as the ultimate consequence, God sent the Assyrians and the Babylonians to discipline, to punish, and to exile his people from the promised land.
咁我哋见到最终神系点样做咧？佢就系嚟到借着亚述人同埋巴比伦人嚟到将呢班嘅选民从呢一个应许之地系被掳出去嚟到刑罚佢哋。
Well, the idea that God judges and destroys may be hard to swallow for some of us.
如果我们讲到神呢是会审判我们亦都是会除灭我们这句说话呢可能我们觉得很难啃得落。
Now, some of you may have only learned that God is a loving and gracious and merciful God.
可能在大家很多人的心目中呢你觉得这位神是一个是有慈爱的神是一个是有恩典的神亦都是一位有怜悯的神。
And they are all true.
咁呢啲都係千真萬確嘅。
Because the Bible teaches us that.
因為聖經好明明講神係咁樣嘅一位神。
But at the same time,
但係喺同時呢
God is a holy and just God who pours out His wrath on the evil doers and rebellious.
神亦都係一位聖潔公義嘅神，佢會將佢嘅怒氣傾到喺嗰啲作惡嘅人同埋嗰啲悖逆嘅人嘅身上。
But thankfully, we as God's children, God doesn't pour out His wrath on us.
但好感謝神嘅就係我哋都係神嘅子民，我哋都係佢嘅兒女，以致神會將佢嘅怒氣係傾到喺我哋嘅身上。
Because you know, as children of God, God disciplines us as a father.
因為我哋知道咧，如果我哋做神嘅兒女咧，佢頂多咧係會用父親嗰個嘅位份嚟到管教我哋。
God does have warnings for us as Christians.
但係神亦都對我哋一班信咗佢嘅人咧，係有一啲嘅警告嘅。
You see, one example is, you know, God warns us through Paul, you know, before we take the Lord's Supper.
咁其中一樣咧，就係我哋記得神借著保羅喺守聖餐之前個經文咧，係點樣嚟到告戒我哋？喺哥林多前书嘅11:27-32，所以无论何人不按你吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，死亡的也不少。我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候，乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。
That's right. Because Jesus died and gave himself to save his bride.
因为神为着他的辛苦是舍身来到死了在十字架上面。
And whoever takes the bread and the cup which symbolizes his body and blood in an unworthy manner will be guilty.
如果我哋唔按理嚟到领受呢个杯呢、这个血，亦都系代表主嘅身，呢、这个杯同埋呢个饼同埋杯，就系、是、代表主嘅身体同埋主嘅血嘅时候咧，我哋就系干犯咗主。
And in the context of 1 Corinthians，
咁喺哥林多前书呢度讲得好清楚。
You know, behaving in an unworthy manner means, you know, being divisive in the church。
如果我哋系不按理嘅话，咁即系话咧，我哋喺教会里边咧系搞分裂。
You know, behaving in a selfish manner.
或者是那一个是只有自己的一个挂着自己的私利的一个生活。
Holding bitterness in your heart against a Christian.
或者向着一位弟兄或者姊妹心里面有个苦毒的心。
Or in general, cultivating an unrepentant heart.
或者你里面呢是结了一个不肯悔改的心。
Which are blasphemous behaviors before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这些其实呢都是亵渎我们的主，我们的神。
And consequently, some of the believers in Corinth became weak and ill.
咁结果咧，我哋见到喺当日哥林多嘅教会咧，当中有啲人咧，佢哋就系软弱咗，佢哋系患病。
And shockingly, some have died because they took the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner, without even examining themselves.
咁我哋又见到咧，仲得人惊就系咧，佢哋唔按理嚟到领受主嘅圣餐。佢哋咧唔分辨自己就领受咗呢个圣餐。
And if it happened to the Corinthians, then it could possibly happen to us.
咁当日会系喺哥林多人身上所发生嘅嘢咧，今日同样都会发生喺我哋嘅身上。
And if we are developing disobedient behaviors,
如果我哋真系里边有一个唔遵行神旨意嘅心
，then we must tremble and fear before we take the Lord's Supper.
我哋应该喺领受主餐之前咧，恐惧战惊。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
在哥林多前书的第三章
is the final, another warning for us.
又是另外一个对我们的警告。岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头么？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
You see, we celebrate the Lord's Supper every month as a church family so that we can be reminded to remember our Lord.
我哋每个月都会聚集呢度，我哋整个嘅属灵嘅大家庭咧，同佢哋守主餐，为嘅咧就要提醒我哋，我哋要纪念我哋呢一位嘅主。
And we are reminded to renew our commitment to following and obeying Him every moment in our lives。
亦都系提醒我哋咧，喺我哋人生每时每刻当中咧，我哋要不断嘅重新立志，系嚟到跟随佢，遵守佢嘅话语。
And when we take the Lord's Supper, we do so in remembrance of what He has done for us on the cross, for our sins.
当我们守主餐的时候，我们就是纪念主昔日怎样在十字架为我们所成就的这个救赎的大功。
And not that we also do so because He died to unite us as a church family.
我们这样做也是因为主耶稣借着死，以致我们今天能够合而为一在这个大家庭的里面。
And the love of Christ ought to motivate us not to live for ourselves, but to live for Him alone.
以致呢我们应该成为一个激励，就是说呢今后我们不再为自己来活，我们单单为主而活。
And so in conclusion, the main idea of this message is that believers are commanded to remember.
所以在结尾的时候我们要讲就是这一段的经文，就是说我们做信主的人，我们应当是要纪念主。
And as we look back at the Old Testament, we are reminded of, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 6-7.
如果当我哋睇翻圣经里边咧，《哥林多前书》嘅第十章第六、第七节呢度系咁样讲嘅，佢话这些事都是我们的尴尬，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋的，也不要拜偶像，像他们有人拜的。
You see that passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 is talking about the, you know, what we just read, the Old Testament.
其实咧，我哋睇到呢个《哥林多前书》第十章呢度所讲嘅，就啱啱我哋喺旧约啊《申命记》里边所睇嘅一样。
They serve as an example for us.
呢个咧系要俾我哋成为我哋一个嘅尴尬。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 serves as an example and reminder for us to remember God and not to forget Him.
申命记第八章就是常常的要提醒我们，告诫我们，我们要纪念神，我们千万不要忘记神。
And thankfully, God has given us many ways, to remind ourselves to constantly remember Him.
我们很感恩的就是神是赐下各种不同的方法，是提醒，常常的提醒我们，怎样来到常常的要纪念祂。
He has given us the Lord's Supper.
祂呢是设立了这个圣餐。
He has given us His creation.
祂也都呢是让我们见到祂在当初的创造。
He has given us, you know, the Bible.
祂又让我们有这本的圣经。
He has given us the preaching of God's Word.
祂又让我们呢常常能够听到祂的话语。
He has given us the church family.
祂也都让我们一个教会这个大家庭。
Or even your weekly Bible studies.
甚至呢是你们各位是每周所参加的这个查经的小组。
And there may be other things that God uses to remind ourselves of Him.
或者还有很多其他的事，神都会借着这些事情来常常提醒我们。
But we are to remember God by obeying and fearing Him.
但是我们要借着我们遵行神的话语和敬畏祂，来到常常的纪念我们的神。
And of course, if we claim to love Jesus and want to obey Jesus, then
如果我们说我们是爱耶稣的，我们是遵行耶稣的话语的，
then we must do everything we can by the grace of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit to obey Him.
我们要借着神给我们一切的恩典和圣灵的能力，以致我们能够真的来到遵行祂的教训。
We are to obey every word that is spoken to us in the Word.
我们要来到遵行圣经里面神对我们所讲的每一句的话。
We must not fall into the trap of forgetting God.
我们不要跌到一个的地步，就是我们忘记了神。
We must not fall into the trap of forgetting of what He has done for us through Jesus Christ.
我们不要跌到一个地步，我们忘记了神怎样借着耶稣基督所为我们成就的大事。
And if we do so, we are on the road to idolatry.
如果我们这样忘记神，忘记主耶稣的话，我们其实就是走向一个拜偶像的一个地步。
Let me close in prayer.
我们一同的祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父亲，
we thank you for your teaching of your word.
我们感谢你今天借着你的话语来教导我们。
Please teach us to remember your word.
求你教导我们常常的是来到纪念你的话语。
Teach us to remember your commands.
教导我们常常的来到是纪念你的诫命。
Remember your blessings.
不要忘记你所赐的各样的福气。
Remember all the things you have done for us in the past.
不要忘记你在过去日子当中为我们所成就的所有的事情。
To remember your warnings for us.
也都要不要忘记你给我们一些警告。
And most importantly, we want to remember you.
最要紧的就是我们常常是要来纪念你。
And so Lord, continue to instruct us throughout the week.
求你继续在我们的往后日子当中是来到给我们有你自己话语的吩咐。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求，
Amen. Amen.